to share with us. And then I'll see you on the flip. Okay.
Yes. Thank you.
Here's Tony.
You say, I know it's a waste of time. There's no use trying. So scared that life's gonna pass you by. The spirit's dying. Not long ago, I could feel your strength and your devotion. What was so clear is now overcast with mixed emotion. I know it's true that we've all been through some nasty weather. Let's understand that we're here to handle things together. Yeah, keep looking on to tomorrow. There's so much in life that's meant for you. Get on. Stand up and make it happen. Get on your feet. Get up and take some action. Get on your feet. Don't stop before it's over. Get on your feet. The weight is off your shoulders.
Here comes the dance race. Come on, get up, do it with me. Woo! Here comes the sax solo. Oh, wait, yo, you ready? Oh.
You got on your feet. Thanks, everybody. Love you. Miss you. Bye.
That is so perfect. Get on your feet. Don't stop before it's over. I mean, if that's not the Easter message, I don't know what is. Well, I love it. Thank you so much, Tony. That is perfect. So last week was Easter. And so like, oh, done that. We've been there. That's the end of that. Move on. Or are you and I going to continue? Because it's so much more than last Sunday, right? And so this Sunday is the very next one. And we get to set a pattern and notice that actually Easter is an ing situation. It's a moving on situation in the yin and the yang of life. It is the eternal dance. Truly, get on your feet. Don't let that weight on your shoulders weigh you down. In Greek, there's a greeting that we would say in Holy Week, and I'm not Greek, I'm Norwegian Welsh here, but Heres Vos Kres is the greeting, and it means Christ has come to life. Christ has risen. There's another Greek translation of it as well, and it is Anastasis. Anastasis is the awakening, I-N-G, of the Christ, who takes that awaken, sort of a verb, and that I-N-G, that movement of the Christ presence. So Easter is just not a one-time dealio, you guys. It is actually a way of living. It's not just a way that Jesus shows us, not very long ago, and that we're being shown today with everything that's going on in your life. It's not just a way to live in uncertain times. Easter and Eastering, right? Rolling that stone back, going through whatever we go through, rolling that stone back and stepping on out and moving forward and doing that eternal dance is a certain way to live all the time. And that's what Divine Order gives us, the opportunity to lean into, you know, move in both ways and accept that I've done everything I know how to do. I of myself can do nothing else. Now what? Am I willing? These are self questions. Byron Katie would say, you know, come on now. Am I willing to be flexible in this time? Am I willing to move forward, or am I going to stay rigid? Am I going to be a wallflower, or am I going to stretch and open my heart and lean into whatever this situation is? Am I going to reach beyond the circumstances and the drama and the story? Am I going to rise? That's the question. Will I do the dance? During Holy Week, granted, Jesus gives us a doozy of an example for how that can be. And in the midst of all the human shenanigans that are going on, he does this commitment. He says, I give myself, my ego and all my thoughts, my opinions and my binaries and all the things that I have thought up until this moment, I give all this into your hands, into the hands of something that's greater, into the hands of the greater power of himself. And he lets go completely. And he is taken down from the cross. So no longer assuming the position of, oh my God. But going into that space of, oh, there's something more taking place. Easter isn't about then what happened to Jesus as much as it is about what happened in him. And so I think it's beautiful that we have this three-day transition, you know, mind, body, and spirit. The Trinity of Easter is that, yes, the crucifixion on Friday, you know, that just crossing out and over everything, the letting go of even the body of consciousness that we hold. And then there is what we refer to as Holy Saturday. There is that after he leaves the body, Jesus goes into, if you will, into his man cave. It's Joseph of Arimathea's cave, and his body is brought into this place where he essentially takes a nap all day long on Holy Saturday. It's a transition period. You know, sometimes we have something that's going on in our lives, right? And we're not sure what's next, and we're actually just meant to be right where we are, to be so still. That the transformation, the remembering, the accepting, the moving forward, the awakening of the Christos of us that is more than our bodies, that was here, the essence of you and the essence of me before we even incarnated, will rise up in us and we'll go into that space of transcendence, right? Jesus is kind of saying to us, look, it's time to rock and roll. It's time to move the rock and roll beyond that. Because rock and roll, I think, is maybe where the term rock and roll came into play. I don't know. But there's this plugging in that takes place on Holy Saturday. And then the encouragement is for you and I to follow that pattern, right? So that there's this plugging into infinite source. There is the Easterine that takes place. And it hasn't completed yet. The dance, stay in the dance. Where will we be? Will we get rigid in this time? Will we stay so flexible that we can come out of this body of the way we have been and stand up and move forward? and just come on out of the darkness into the light. Actually, be the light, be the loving, be the being. Step forward in divine order because there's something greater taking place. This is the thing, right? Our affirmation today is, I celebrate the way everything always works out. Do we know with our human mind how it's going to work out? No, I love that. Because I know at the level of my human mind, not to speak for myself, the level of my human mind, I have never been able to conceive such glorious things that take place, especially when I'm like in a dip and there's like a huge wave in front of me and I can't see the other side. You know, I don't even know, but it's so exciting to see what God has for us. It's so exciting to keep moving forward, to be in this dance. And beloved, this eternal dance that you're in is all about you. It's not about anyone else or anything else taking place. It's about you embodying your inner landscape that is already set for you, that is already pure light, that is already innocence that goes beyond any earthly activity that you've ever been involved in, anything you've ever thought or done. All of that has moved you forward to exactly where you are. In Luke 18:27, it says essentially, with men, women, humankind, these egoic beings that we are embodied now as spiritual beings, with men, it's impossible. But with God, with pure love, with pure peace, dropping into that gap between things, all things are possible. So you and I always have a way through. We always have a way to rise up. Probably the best example, the one that I love, other than the whole Easter process of, you know, cleansing during the Lenten season and letting go of the stuff that we've been holding against ourselves and others, you know, and then letting that rock roll back and then stepping forward. One of the finest examples for me is it's a story in the book of John, the 5th chapter, and it's about Jesus going into this place near Jerusalem. There's a place called Bethesda. It's for the 5 pillars. That's what that means. And there was a pool there. And the story had it that you had to wait, right? Like you had some kind of something going on, some kind of dis-ease, and you had to wait by the pool because an angel would come. So there would be this angel and would come into the water and stir up the water, not shake the water, but stir the water up, right? And the first person who was put into the water would be healed, no matter what was going on with them, no matter what they had said or done or what they were feeling in their body temple, they would be healed. That was a belief. And so there was this guy, he sees this guy who's been waiting 38 years on his mat by the pool. And it's like, what are you waiting for? What are you doing? And it doesn't matter how much time it takes us to shift habitual ways of being, or, you know, the pity party stories we have of why we've been doing something for so long or not doing something for so long. But he was like a major procrastinator. What are you doing here? And the man explained the whole thing. Well, the angel hasn't come and stirred the water, and I haven't been the first one. No one has picked me up and put me in the water at the right time. That's why this hasn't changed. And Jesus asked him this beautiful, poignant question. He said, do you want to be healed? I mean, do you really want to be healed? And apparently the man said yes, because he said, after sharing his story, Jesus said, well, then just get up. Just get up and get in there and dance. Just get up, pick up your pallet, pick up your bed, pick up your mat, and walk. Move forward. You've always had the ability to do this. You, beloved, you have always had the ability to rise up beyond what you have held yourself back in thought, in word, in deed. You can always. And in the scripture, I love the way it responds. Immediately, when Jesus said, well, then just rise up, take up your bed and walk. Immediately, the man did that. He just said, yes. Now, this is syntropic behavior in research and in psychological terms. It's called syntropy. It is the urge within you, the urge within me toward wellness. It is that part of us that moves rather than entropically down the rabbit holes of life, which, hello, all done that, right? It is the syntropic behavior that is innate in you and me. It is what's referred to in the Bible as the kingdom of heaven within you, the kingdom of God within you. And heaven, when you look it up in the revealing word, it means expanding, right? It is that expanding consciousness of you that when you're on the dance floor and somebody says, oh, come on, dance, there's something in you that's like holding back. And that's that entropic kind of human thing of, oh no, who, me, no, me. Yeah. And then the syntropic part of you catches on and goes, yeah, I'm getting in there. Have that same mind in you that was in Christ Jesus. Have that same mind in you that says, I'm going to get on up and I'm going to step out. You know, you can kind of hear the dance beat when you know, come on. You can hear it from way off in the distance, and then you can hear it coming forward. You know, there is that call to you and me, that anastasis, that awakening of the Christ. It is more than one Sunday a year. It is that in you that's going to bring you back to Unity of New York. When, you know, you don't have to go just at Easter and Christmas. It'll be like you come to Brit next time you all meet. I think it's in two Sundays and you go, ta-da, here I am, Brit, I'm back. I'm back because there is an awakening in me of the living Christ, of a light that is in the, it dwells in the darkest of times, in the darkest of places. And so, it's in a 2 Corinthians, it says, this is in 5:7, it says, so if anyone is in Christ, if anyone's in that consciousness of, yep, stepping away from the wall, step out into the dance floor, there is a new creation. Watch me now. I'm going to let some, watch me now. I'm going to let it come through me, right? Everything old has passed away and everything has become new. Yes. This is what Brit's going to speak to, I guess, but the eternal aging, the aging gracefully in you. Everything old comes to pass and everything new is constantly being renewed. In the book of John, it reminds us that this process, this Eastern consciousness, is repeatable. This and even greater things shall you do. And so we know that that is what we do. It's the heart of rock and roll. It's the heart of the R&R, the rest and relaxation, being renewed. It is the very essence, the epicenter of the breath that is breathing you. And your eternal call, beloved, is to dance the dance that you are here to dance. No matter how that looks, no matter where that is, you are welcome here. And thank you, God, for Unity of New York, where we can move into prayer with each other and move out on the dance floor as well. Thank you, God. So let's take this in, this eternal dance that you are, beloved, that light of God that you are, as we move into a time of meditation. So just allow yourself to be stilled. Allow yourself to focus. And if you want to do an open-eyed meditation, you'll see this beautiful image that has orbs moving through it. A sitting posture, though you may be standing. A place of flexibility, even if there are places in you that feel tight. This is a time to breathe into those spaces. If there's anything or any memory or part of your body or a conversation that seems at all difficult in this time or painful, this is the time to gentle into it, to let yourself be in this place of praying attention, where you have the ability to move the cells, the fibers, the particles and the waves of you. Oh, they're here forever. You are so much more than this physical body. You are the radiance of God, moving at the speed of you. And so breathe into that now. And if you want to place your hand on your heart, please do so. If you want to just notice you have this pulse and there's quite enough air. There's quite enough joy. There's quite enough elegance in you to allow yourself to just be free to experience the holy presence in this time. Feel the wingedness of you moving in and out, breathing the breath of God, and allowing that willingness in you to come forward. Will there be a time to rest? Of course. And in the resting, you'll hear that word, all beloved love, come out. Stretch your heart into this time. I'm hearing you with the unknown that's taking place. I'm here in you. I am you. Flexing you. Grace filled you. This field of pure potentiality. Just let there be light. Just let yourself dance. Oh, beloved, I hope you dance. And for this time together, and all the luminescence that is around us, inside of us, for all of this, we're so grateful. Thank you, God. Whisper that within yourself. Thank you, God.
Small when you stand beside the ocean, whenever one Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. Living might mean taking chances they're worth taking. Oh, you might make some mistakes, but they're worth making. Don't let some disappointments leave you bitter. If you come close to selling out, reconsider. Give your spirit within more than just a passing glance. When you get the choice to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance. I hope you dance. I hope you get the choice to sit it out or dance. Thank you.